This is Tom Rowe with the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report for Saturday, March 21st, from Melissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. The River is also collaborating with WGXC to announce these updates on 90.7 FM at midnight, 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m., and online at the WGXC Audio Archives. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, is also translating these roundups into Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu. New York has 7,102 cases confirmed as of March 20th. That's 2,950 new cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo made several announcements March 20th. He took his most drastic step in the effort to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus today, signing the New York State on Pause executive order, which lays out 10 policy points. Effective 8 p.m. March 22nd, all non-essential businesses statewide will be closed. Non-essential gatherings of individuals of any size for any reason are canceled or postponed at this time. Any concentration of individuals outside their home must be limited to workers providing essential services, and social distancing should be practiced. When in public, individuals must practice physical distancing of at least 6 feet from others. Businesses and entities that provide other essential services must implement rules that help facilitate physical distancing of at least 6 feet. Individuals should limit outdoor recreational activities to non-contact and avoid activities where they come in close contact with other people. Individuals should limit use of public transportation to when absolutely necessary and should limit potential exposure by spacing out at least 6 feet from other riders. Sick individuals should not leave their homes unless to receive medical care and only after a telehealth visit to determine if leaving the home is in the best interest of their health. Young people should also practice physical distancing and avoid contact with vulnerable populations and use precautionary sanitizing practices such as isopropyl alcohol wipes and often wash your hands. The governor also announced Matilda's Law, named for his mother, which requires New York's most vulnerable populations to stay home and limit visitation to immediate family members or close friends in need of emergency assistance. The law applies to individuals aged 70 and older, those with compromised immune systems, and those with underlying illnesses. Cuomo also announced a 90-day moratorium on any residential or commercial evictions. Lastly, the governor issued a plea for personal protective equipment providers to sell to the state whatever products they can spare. He also encouraged any company with the proper equipment and personnel to begin manufacturing protective personnel equipment products if possible, promising to pay a premium and offer funding. The state is approaching a critical shortage of gloves, masks, and gowns. Some clever Italian engineers have figured out a way to 3D print the scarce and expensive valves needed for ventilators and have been producing them quickly on short notice for a few dollars apiece. It might be illegal under patent law, but they have decided they would rather ask forgiveness than permission. There are also shortages of respiratory therapists trained to use ventilators, and there are fewer of those per capita in New York State than any other state in the nation except Minnesota, the city reports. The country is experiencing a severe blood shortage due to an unprecedented number of American Red Cross blood drives being canceled because of the pandemic. The New York Blood Center said the coronavirus could not be transmitted through blood transfusions, and donors would not be tested for COVID-19, though they asked people experiencing a fever, cough, and shortness of breath not to donate. The wave is hitting New York City hospitals, the New York Times reports, that doctors in the Bronx's Lincoln Medical and Mental Health Center are already running low on ventilators, and in Brooklyn's Kings County Hospital Center, staff are reusing masks and, quote, slathering them with hand sanitizer, unquote. The Army Corps of Engineers is in New York City scouting hotels, dorms, and other buildings that can be converted into temporary hospitals. Late in the day, March 20th, President Donald Trump declared a New York State a major disaster area, the first time in U.S. history that a president has done so for a public health crisis. The declaration potentially opens up billions of dollars in federal aid for the state. If you're wondering what an essential business is, the state has a list on their website, but it's not entirely clear whether some businesses qualify. For instance, auto repair shops clearly count as essential, but cyclist delivery workers in New York City are anxious to answer for an answer about whether bike repair shops are. The due date for filing federal income taxes has been postponed 3 months from April 15th to July 15th, but if you want a refund sooner, you'll have to file sooner. Panicked wealthy are fleeing for the hills, CNBC reports, more than quadrupling some monthly rental prices in the Hudson Valley, and possibly putting a new strain on already fragile healthcare networks. These numbers are changing that we're reporting on the different counties coming up. Print newspapers are already out of date by the time they hit newsstands. Our reporting, we rely on the state's daily counts, but those are frequently updated or contradicted by reports from local officials within hours. So if our numbers in this news roundup don't add up, it may be because local confirmed case counts have not yet been included in state numbers, or because a case that was reported to local public health authorities is officially being included in the count for another county. In Westchester County, there are 1,091 confirmed cases, 293 new. The restrictions ordered in New Rochelle when an attorney there became gravely ill from COVID-19 have been eclipsed by restrictions applying to the whole state, Lohud points out. New Rochelle was the first municipality in the Hudson Valley to report a case, and many measures taken in response, such as drive-through testing, are being replicated elsewhere in the state. Schools were closed and large gatherings forbidden in a one-mile containment zone, restrictions far more lax than what has since been implemented across the state. There were 180 cases in New Rochelle as of March 19th. County Executive George Latimer extended his plea for additional licensed nurses to include physician's assistants. They will be assisting vulnerable populations at child care programs, senior buildings, and congregate care facilities. Those that can help in the effort can contact Lindsay Jackson at lajc@westchestergov.com. In Rockland County, there are now 101 cases confirmed, 48 new. Rockland County reported its third death from COVID-19, an 85-year-old resident with significant health problems. The county also reported 150 new cases since yesterday as testing ramped up and the virus spread. There were only 45 confirmed cases 2 days ago, according to the county. County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel-Rupert released the following statement, quote, "As the case numbers continue to rise as testing continues to increase, it is now clear that COVID-19 is widespread within our community. I implore you to stay at home to curb the spread of the disease. Your choices now and throughout this outbreak will make the difference between life and death for members of our community." There was a line around the block outside the Good Guys Gun and Ammo Shop in Nanuet, the Rockland County Times reported today, and everyone was standing 6 feet apart from one another like good citizens. Orange County has 84 cases, 33 new. Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse asked Governor Cuomo for a containment zone in Kirisjoel March 20th, saying there are 30 confirmed cases in the densely populated village. It was unclear what this would entail, since the entire state is under restrictions more stringent than those in the New Rochelle containment zone set up last week. Newhouse also said he's received word of people, quote, continuously congregating in the Hasidic community. 10 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 in the county by March 19th, with two of them in critical condition. Newhouse was considering whether to find additional hospital space as part of a state plan. The county health commissioner said that she did not expect the virus to peak in the area for another 4 to 8 weeks. In Dutchess County, there are 36 confirmed cases, 5 new. A mobile testing site will open in Dutchess County sometime early next week, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said in a joint town hall with Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan on March 20th. He held off on saying where exactly the site will be located. Residents will be able to call the facility to be given a time when they could visit the site. A temporary shelter for the homeless is being set up in the extra space on the Dutchess County Jail campus, which was freed up by New York's bail reforms. Those in need can go to 150 North Hamilton Street starting March 21st. People will be separated by gender and screened for the coronavirus. Anyone found to have it will be directed to a different unit on the campus. The facilities have showers, food will be provided, and those seeking temporary housing will be separated from the incarcerated population. Vassar College in Poughkeepsie canceled its commencement ceremonies, and President Elizabeth Bradley said in-person classes would not resume this semester. SUNY New Paltz canceled its commencement earlier this week. In Ulster County, there are 12 cases confirmed, 2 new. SUNY New Paltz announced 2 professors tested positive for COVID-19. One is a faculty member in the music department, while the other is with the special education department. Both informed the school they had tested positive March 20th. The faculty members had last taught classes March 12th and 13th, according to the school's spokesperson, but it was unclear which date referred to which faculty member. Both were home quarantining. The school was closed the academic buildings housing the members' departments, as well as 2 dormitories connected to the music department. There is a list of restaurants in Kingston doing takeout delivery and curbside pickup at the River Newsroom. In an emailed coronavirus update, Kingston Mayor Steve Noble wrote that drive-through testing would be open and running in Kingston on March 23rd. He also noted that starting on March 23rd, he would provide daily updates on the pandemic every afternoon at 5 p.m. on Radio Kingston. The county has confirmed 15 cases, numbers that will be reflected in the state's official count imminently. In Sullivan County, there are 8 cases, 5 new. The county has announced 6 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 March 20th, bringing its total to 12. Those cases have not yet been included in the state's official count that we said above, but presumably will be the next time it is updated. In an open letter, Town of Fallsburg Supervisor Steve Vellante announced he was suspending the certificates of occupancy for all camps and seasonal bungalow communities. The suspension was to comply with the governor's order limiting large gatherings, Vellante wrote. The decision was not made lightly, but, quote, the health of our residents of our town, county, state, and country demand it, unquote, according to the letter. Sullivan County's population quadruples every summer as children and families from Hasidic and ultra-Orthodox neighborhoods in Brooklyn and elsewhere move to camps and the bungalow communities. New York State is now providing drive-through COVID-19 testing by appointment only at the Anthony Wayne Recreation Area, located off the Palisades Interstate Parkway. Residents should call their physician or health department at 845-292-5910 to schedule a visit. In Putnam County, there are 7 cases, 2 new. After the state's daily briefing today, which announced a total of 7 in Putnam County, local public health officials issued a statement saying there were now 12 county residents who have tested positive for COVID-19. Putnam County also issued a list of public parks today that are open for socially distanced recreation. The county is temporarily closing Putnam County Veterans Memorial Park in Kent and Tilly Foster Farm in Brewster. In Greene County, there are 2 cases, at least. And a trend is definitely in Greene County. As on March 20th, Greene County became the 3rd Catskill County government to release an open letter to second homeowners, weekenders, and visitors telling them in no uncertain terms to stay away. The letter closely mirrors language in recent releases from Delaware and Sullivan County governments seeking to stave off downstate residents fleeing pandemic hot zones. The releases are already becoming controversial in areas where the economy relies heavily on tourism. The release notes that Greene County has no hospital and states that, quote, any additional needs presented at our surrounding hospitals will tax our medical care system beyond its capacity, unquote. The release also stated that Greene County is currently home to 4 confirmed cases, none of which originated in the county. In Delaware County, there is 1 case, 0 new. Yesterday, the County Board of Supervisors warned second homeowners and visitors to stay downstate. Today, the board of the town of Middleton, home of the villages of Margaretville and Fleischmann, struck a more welcoming note on its release. Quote, residents and visitors all have the same goal of getting through this pandemic. It's important that we work in unity as we make our way through this very trying period, unquote, wrote Town Supervisor Pat Davis. Cedarwood Environmental, the company that manages Fleischmann's sewer plant, would like to remind everybody in these trying times that wipes aren't flushable. Also, if there's a problem, they can't come into your house, so flush wisely. In Columbia County, there are several new cases. After being the only county without any confirmed cases recently, now there are 3 people in Columbia County tested positive as of March 20th, according to the Register Star. A woman in her 30s in the northern part of the county, a woman in her 40s also in the northern part of the county, and a woman in her 60s in the southern part of the county. None of these cases appear to be from the city of Hudson. The Columbia County Department of Health has deployed a team of nurses to trace the women's contacts. 118 Columbia County residents were tested for COVID-19 as of March 20th. But Columbia Memorial Health suspended COVID-19 testing in Hudson to prioritize tests for the highest risk patients and for healthcare staff who show symptoms or may have been exposed. A hospital spokesperson would not say how many test kits were on hand. Albany Medical Center and St. Mary's Healthcare in Amsterdam also suspended testing on March 20th due to shortages, joining Ellis Hospital in Schenectady, which suspended testing on March 19th. The Gossips of Riverton has a list of restaurants in Hudson doing takeout, curbside pickup, and delivery. Rolling Grocer 19, the sliding scale grocery store in Hudson, has adopted a pre-order only system. Orders can be submitted online or at their storefront for pickup within 2 hours. In Schoharie County, there is 1 confirmed case, not any new. The president of SUNY Cobleskill announced in a letter to the community on March 19th that public health authorities had notified the college of a confirmed case of coronavirus on campus. The person has been in isolation, and the college has, quote, thoroughly cleaned the relevant workspace, unquote, the letter said. Few people are alive who remember the 1918 Spanish flu, but Newsday managed to find two, a 106-year-old and a 107-year-old woman on Long Island. It's chilling stuff, the stories they tell, but at least we've progressed as a society beyond wearing garlic to ward off viruses. This has been Tom Rowe for reading the River Newsroom Daily Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Henneken-Gilson of the Hudson Valley. Go to theRiverNewsroom.com or theOtherHudsonValley.com for more information.